Item 458, request of Merrick Bonneau to address council regarding settlement agreement arrest record.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a concerned citizen who was brutalized by the police back in 1999.
I'm sorry, could I ask you to state your name just for the record?
Yeah, my name is Merrick Bonneau.
Thank you.
And that's not an alias.
Thank you, sir.
On April 13th, 2016, I was profiled and targeted by plainclothes Homeland Security and DEA agents at Amtrak. My Fourth Amendment rights were violated by the use of a police dog. Under the Fourth Amendment, probable cause must be established and a signed search warrant by a judge must be acquired before conducting any search. The use of police dogs to smell passengers and their belongings constitutes a search and is therefore a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I was arrested for not consenting to a search and taken to the federal building. I was interrogated for over 6 hours and was released without being booked and without paperwork. On April 14th, 2016, I got a copy of my arrest record. The records were not updated to show the previous day's arrest, but I was made painfully aware that the police had manipulated my arrest record and put multiple false charges on my arrest record. Also, the city had not followed through with the expunging of my arrest record as per settlement agreement. The settlement agreement that the city council forced through despite my informing the council that I was under duress at the time, and I wish to have them set aside this settlement agreement. Because the city council forced through the settlement agreement, they are required to follow through with all aspects of that settlement agreement. I have also not received a letter of regret from the city for my police brutality in 99 as per settlement agreement. The police manipulating my arrest record and putting false charges on my arrest record is a crime and constitutes police corruption. The city not following through with their settlement agreement constitutes negligence. On April 25th, 2016, I got another copy of my arrest record. My race had been changed from black to white, and the Amtrak arrest was labeled detained and released, not arrested. I believe this was done to cover up the illegality and severity of my arrest, as well as the unconstitutional use of police dogs to search Amtrak passengers. On April 13, 2003, my IED complaint rose to City Council. During that hearing, Mayor Vera Katz read a false portion of deposition from one of my witnesses, Kay Huxford. I believe this was done in effort to exonerate the police of wrongdoing and to make me look dishonest. Falsifying my witness depositions is a crime and constitutes city council and city attorney collusion and corruption. The constitutional rights of the people are the foundation that our country is built on and must be upheld no matter what the cost. If they are not, what is the use of having the Constitution? What is the point of swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution if the public officials you ignore the Constitution, or excuse me, if as public officials you ignore the Constitution? In efforts to protect yourself and your fellow public servants from liability, the constitutional rights of the people are more important than somebody's job. The Fourth Amendment is in place to keep us safe from unreasonable search and seizure by agents of the government. For the record, we are all innocent until proven guilty. That right should always be in place. Otherwise, we are no longer living in a free country. We are in a tyranny. Here's the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describe the places to be searched and the purses and things to be seized. That was not done in my case and is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment rights.
Thank you, sir.